doing good, thank you. I didn't know we had this many guys out again. Yep. The fortunes of the game. Pretty good. Dewan worked a little bit today. We'll see how he is tomorrow. Jeff Hengard is pretty much the same. Charles Johnson has a muscle spasm. Brandon LaFell ran out on the field today. He looked pretty good. Jonathan Stewart remains the same. James Anderson moved around pretty good. Colin Jones tweaked his groin, so we took him in. Got to get him treated. Lewis Murphy looked pretty good. He moved around in a limited capacity. Jeff Byers, Thomas Davis, and Charles Godfrey all took full reps, so they look good.
Anybody on that list you think it won't play?
We'll see.
What's your schedule tomorrow?
Pretty much a normal Friday, with the exception of we're going to, after practice, we'll head out. So, I mean, everything will be all the same as far as that's concerned. And then I think it's 2 o'clock, Charlie? 2:30. We head to the airport, and then we fly out.
Get out of there early. Kind of acclimated to time change.
Probably the biggest thing. And I told the players I'll do bed check on Friday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I told them that. So I'll be with our security people.
Last couple weeks, unfortunately, with the news around the league, it seems like Friday's been a bad night. Is that typically been the case in this league where you got to?
I think any night, you know, you're out after midnight's a bad night. I really do mean that, too. I mean, it's, you know, they're a young man with a little bit of money, and it's in some cases, they have a target on their back. And sometimes they put it on their own back. So it's kind of a, you know, it's a touchy issue. You know, you hope they're mature enough and they can handle themselves and do the right things and make the right decisions, especially with all the resources that are out there to help themselves take care of themselves.
What time will your Friday curfew be?
Debating was not to tell you, but it's 11. It's 11 p.m. It'll be 11 p.m. The big reason, because it's 2 a.m. back here. And it's our normal curfew for Saturday night, and so I figured, you know, I would conduct it and just be there and, you know, go up there with our security, with our trainers in case anybody needs anything, and just let them know this is serious. This is a business trip. That's why we're going, and, you know, for the extra day, you know, instead of having one of my coaches do it, I'll do it.
What happened in Dallas? I mean, I think you guys have had a thing in place where, you know, players are, you know, out and have had too much to drink that Thursday. They can call somebody.
Yes.
Is that still?
Yeah, I believe it's part of the league, and I think it's important that the players have a resource. And truthfully, it's as simple as just calling a cab. It really is. So, you know, hopefully, guys are mature enough to understand how important that is, and if not, to at least have a designated driver.
I've heard talk that even despite how it's structured is, you know, that it wouldn't be a reported deal. In other words, if you call, it's not going to go up necessarily the chain of command to you. Or
right.
That guys, there's still kind of a stigma about a concern that you might hear about.
If I do hear about it, I'll say kudos. I mean, because that's what you want them to do. Honestly, you really do. You know, and you know, it's that thing. You know, growing up, I was always fortunate that my father always said, "Hey, if you call me at 1 o'clock in the morning." He always told us no questions asked. So, shoot, as young people, you felt, you know, you've got somebody you could rely on and they're not going to judge on you, then, you know, it makes it easier, I think, to do the right decision, make the right decisions. That's why it's important, I think, that they know that, you know, nobody's running to me to tell me that, hey, you know what, they called at 1 o'clock in the morning.
What are you doing as far as kick and punt returners this week?
Pretty much the same. I was really pleased with what we got out of Armand. He ran hard, and it was kind of interesting to watch them kick the ball out of bounds or punt the ball out of bounds away from Joe. You know, he is averaging just under 10 yards of return, so I think people are starting to understand that he's worked at it. He's worked at some things, and hopefully it'll continue to get better. You know, he's working again after practice, and I was very pleased with that. the effort that we have gotten from him in the last 5 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever it's been, that he's, you know, that he's really put the time in to show that he wants to be professional. So I'm excited for him. I'd like to believe they were. And I was, like I said, I was excited for the fact that people recognize and realize what Joe can become. And I told him that today, you know, during special teams. I stood back there with the returners, and I just leaned over to him. I said, hey, you know they kicked those out of bounds. I said, now, if that doesn't tell you they respect your abilities, then I'm not sure what will. So I think he got a little boost of confidence knowing that. And hopefully he'll get an opportunity, and we'll see what happens.
Boost of confidence. How have you seen DJ Campbell's confidence kind of go up since getting in his?
Well, it's good. I mean, it's, you know, it's there, and you see him taking a little bit more of a leadership role that you would expect from a strong safety. You know, a guy just getting his opportunity, he's stepped into the role and he's done a nice job. And I think right now he and Charles are communicating very well back there. You know, having Charles moved him to free safety, I think is going to take advantage of his athleticism. I mean, he is really an athletic guy that's got great range and physical ability.
A little about C. Smith yesterday, but it amazed you at 33 that, you know, just watching, it doesn't look like he's lost a step at all. I mean,
no, he
does.
You know what's interesting is the way he practices. He still practices like that too, and we have to you know, ask him to take reps off, you know. And then the nice thing is Ryan Vermillion does a real nice job paying attention to him and watching him, and he'll come up to the coaches, to me, and say, hey, you know, we need to get him out of this drill for a while. We need take a couple reps off of him, and we'll tell him, and we'll ask him, and he'll back down, and he'll let the younger guys take a few reps, and then he'll go back in right away, and he'll run those reps 100 miles an hour. It's just who Steve is, and I think that's why he's had so much success and has lasted as long as he does, because he takes it, you know, as a professional.
Did you hold up his block on the Cam touchdown? I mean, did you point that out at all?
Yes, I didn't put it up on the screen. I talked about it. I mean, It was on Sunday. It was on Monday. It was on ESPN. I mean, everybody showed it. What I did was I highlighted the fact that, you know, this was his 43rd 100-yard receiving game. You know, he's moved into the top all-time receivers and yards and stuff like that. I said, but if you look at the play that he made in terms of blocking, that just shows you how unselfish a guy he is. And, you know, and I awarded him a game ball for it, too, as well, because it was a great effort play, and those things need to be pointed out, especially to the young players. We're good. All right, guys. We'll see you all tomorrow. Yeah.